Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to this live Sunday, February 13th edition of the Alex Jones Show. Myself, Jason Burmes, and Owen Schroyer will be here for the next 4 hours of live transmission blasting out across the United States and the world. Well, almost every broadcast I begin now, I say this is the biggest news day ever because the world is just getting more and more intense. I don't think anybody disagrees with that statement, but let me just in this first 5 minutes tell you what's coming up, ladies and gentlemen, right now. You have the whole Durham investigation that's been going on for now 3 years, and it's had some indictments against FBI agents that falsified, or Justice Department agents that falsified emails on Russiagate and things like that. You've also had Hillary Clinton's lawyer indicted, her main lawyer. And now they, in the investigation, have the documents and have released them where they did infiltrate when he was a candidate and when he was president, the Trump Tower, the White House, the president's phones, everything. I mean, this is just unbelievable. But we already knew this. Remember, I told you this in 2016, and we knew that because of Sheriff Arpaio, and the DEA came to him and gave him hundreds of thousands of names being spied on in a database they were able to get into that was a CIA Justice Department database. And we were the only show that would put it on air. And let me tell you, all hell broke loose when we did that in 2016 and then 17. And the reason I knew the documents were real, they had an old office landline that I used to do a lot of radio interviews on but hadn't used in years that no one knew I had, and it was that number. And then it was Trump's private Mar-a-Lago number that I knew was real that nobody else, very few people had, in his private apartment. And that really freaked me out, ladies and gentlemen, that they were spying on me illegally. And the DEA actually gave us the information through the sheriff, who they then indicted, not for that, but for other BS, and Trump had to give him a pardon. So this is very serious business. And my memory is good, but there's so much going on that sometimes I forget. So I called Roger Stone, who's got laryngitis, but he's still going to come on last segment of this hour, only one segment. And I said, I can't exactly remember, other than the DEA documents, how we knew Trump was being spied on. He said, they bragged during the campaign, and then once he got elected, that, oh, we had him under surveillance, Clinton bragged. We know he's a Russian. So they had bragged they had him under surveillance, and then Judge Napolitano had a lot of sources and does. We should get him on this week. And he came out and said, indeed, he talked to people in the Justice Department, and they said, no, Hillary was illegally spying. He got suspended, if you remember, for a while over that in 2017. And the leftist media, what that was in March of 2017, went completely bonkers. That's when all the lawsuits got filed against us. They started having helicopters over the office. They sent in CIA infiltrators, literally, folks, to try to infiltrate my family and business. It was not fun. But the people were so scummy, you could spot them quickly. They did infiltrate. They did pay some people off to go lie about us, but nobody believed it. So when I tell you all this, I've been living it, okay? And those Judge Arpaio interviews are out there. We redacted most of the names and just put out Trump's name and my name and some phone numbers, blacked out partially to prove this was happening. And so not only was I exposing illegal spying, I was exposing it was being done to me. It was all my numbers, by the way, my cell phone numbers, office numbers, but it was that landline that nobody had that I just kind of left on. So I got all the CNN articles, New York Times. Alex Jones is a liar. Nobody's spying on Trump. And, of course, we were next year's news today or 5 years from now today. He nailed all of it. We'll be right back with that and even bigger news. Stay with us.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. SaveGCN.com. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. You may select all of those choices. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Sunday Live. Deep state caught illegally spying on President Trump. Tune in for exclusive details. And boy, let me tell you, exclusive, because I was part of the same illegal spy operation. And that was why we were given the information by the DEA and broke it. And I went from a threat to the globalist to like the top threat level. And they actually turned their leftist arms of the CIA and others against us through all these law firms and groups. And it's been crazy. But to watch their whole thing start to fall apart right before our eyes is incredible. That's coming up. Justice Department's released documents they got when they raided Hillary's top lawyer. And they were spying on Trump Tower. They were spying on his cell phones. They were spying once he was the president. Of course, they had spies inside the White House. This is totally illegal. I mean, this is like 50,000 times worse than Richard Nixon spying on the other candidate and having people break into a psychiatrist's office. This is spying on the candidate and then the president of the United States for the other political party. And, of course, Seth Rich and all the rest of it. It's just history what happened to those that tried to get that information out. And the system has been so incredibly scared and hasn't known what to do. So we have that massive, massive, massive news dealing with Brennan and Obama. And they're trying to hang Hillary out right now, but she was part of it. But this is very dangerous stuff. And the only reason I'm not in prison or dead right now is by the grace of Jesus and your prayers and support. But let me tell you, we have been in the lion's den for 6 years in this fight. And it's just getting more intense by the minute. So Roger Stone joins us for one segment. At the end of the hour, he's got laryngitis, but he's just still going to come on about this because we have all the articles, New York Times, Washington Post attacking us. Jones and Stone are insane. No one was spying on Trump Tower. No one was spying on the White House. We knew exactly who was doing it. We blew their moles inside, Fiona Hill and others. We had 60-minute shows about what victims they are, that I'm so bad that she doesn't know anything about George Soros. She just ran his foundation. They just gaslight you as their enemy. They just hate your guts. 5 seconds of research will discover they're lying to you. So that's all coming up. That is a huge, huge, huge thing. In fact, let me just go ahead and play 60 Minutes. This did not age well. So it turns out they interviewed Trump on Friday. They were going to air this on Sunday. And it had just broken Friday that Durham had released part of these documents proving that indeed the Clintons and others were illegally using the Justice Department and fake information they gave the Justice Department that Trump was a Russian agent and all this to spy on him. And once that was opened up, then the CIA could come involved saying it was a foreign intelligence operation. Of course, they were involved the whole time. And so that's huge. But Stahl just told Trump he was a liar, even though it had already broken that morning. We learned they interviewed Trump in the afternoon. He was offering to give it to her, and she said, you're full of it, and they're going to air it tonight. I think it airs now, or what is it, next hour? Depends on the time zone. Saying he's full of crap. Here it is.
So,
the biggest scandal was when they spied on my campaign. They spied on my campaign.
There's no real evidence of that.
Of course there is.
No.
It's all over the place. Leslie,
sir,
they spied on my campaign and they got caught.
Can I say something? You know, this is 60 Minutes, and we can't put on things we can't verify.
You won't put it on because it's bad for Biden.
We can't put on things we can't verify.
Leslie, they spied on my campaign.
Well, we can't verify
that. It's been totally verified.
No.
It's been, just go down and get the papers. They spied on my campaign. They got caught.
No.
And then they went much further than that, and they got caught. And you will see that, Leslie. And you know that, but you just don't want to put it on the air.
No, as a matter of fact, I don't know that. Okay.
This is the definition of something blowing up in your face. I mean, it's the Justice Department put this out. And it's not like it's their normal made-up stuff. Oh, there's record white supremacists and, you know, anti-vaxxers are white supremacists. You know, not the leftist PR stuff. The actual documents that they have now released from what the Clinton campaign was doing, filing false reports and data and involving a bunch of other criminal activity and hiring private groups to hack in and break in to the Trump campaign and to Trump Tower and later, obviously, the White House. And it's all coming down. Talk about a house of cards. This is historic. This is literally just isn't even in the same ballpark as Watergate. And I think Nixon, what he did at Watergate, was wrong. That is like stealing a stick of bubble gum or a candy bar when you're 5 years old versus raping an old lady in the alleyway. The intelligence agencies spying on the candidate and then the president? I mean, that is just over-the-top illegal. And obviously, they're all connected to China and Russia, and that's coming out, too, and we're selling the data. In fact, Liz Cheney's the bag lady. That's coming out. Man, I'm having a little bit of an anxiety attack. I mean, this is so insane. So we're going to be talking about this, obviously, a lot. And then here's the next big thing. Here's the next big thing. Russia just pulled today all of their personnel out of their Ukrainian embassy, and more U.S. troops and more equipment and NATO troops are moving in. And so Russia on their news is saying, you're building up troops, you're giving them heavy weapons, anti-tank, anti-aircraft. We don't want to invade, but don't take Ukraine. And so what it looks like is NATO is going to fully take Ukraine. Western Ukrainian forces are now moving into the east in larger numbers and taking those buffer zones that have historically been Russian away. They're even talking about taking the Crimea away that was annexed in 2014 by Russia, that is the historic birthplace of Russia. This is huge, ladies and gentlemen. And so what it looks like is the globalists are going to start a war and say the Russians started it. And of course, we've got this addled crypt keeper president puppet in there, and this whole thing is just a complete and total disaster, and we just pray for peace. But this could turn into a major regional conflict, not just a proxy war, and potentially a nuclear war, as even Biden said on television while he was stuttering Friday. So this is just unbelievable information. So we have that. Then we have all of the insane COVID-19 information. I mean, one of these articles is so huge that when I got up this morning and saw it and read it, I just was speechless. My mouth was hanging open because I knew instantly when I saw the headline what the video was going to say, because I already knew what they were doing and I predicted this, and then they did it. And as sure as hell, I watched the video of the CEO of Pfizer hiding in plain view in a TV interview that, oh, we created COVID-19 in a lab, and it's no big deal. It's not illegal. We do this all the time. We create all these new deadly viruses so we can make vaccines. We made it in a lab. It's purely synthetic. Admitting beyond gain of function. Ever notice how they'll have one drug, and then it's a new molecule, so it takes the government a time to pass a law to then make that new substance illegal, so they'll make different variants of, say, ecstasy or different variants of whatever. You read about synthetic drugs. Well, it's the same thing. He's saying, oh, this isn't gain of function because we made the whole thing. We went and studied and scanned wild viruses, then made our own synthetic ones and spliced those. He said that. I have the video. And the average person just hears it, goes, oh, you're making purely synthetic viruses. How many times have I told you that's what this is? because the top scientist scanned the virus 2 years ago, who didn't work at Wuhan, that Pfizer and others through Peter Daszak and Fauci were using to illegally do this crap, and the scientists in India and Australia who have CRISPR scanners, multi-billion dollar pieces of equipment, looked at it and said, we can see the insertion points. These aren't just wild viruses that were spliced together in a lab. It appears to be purely synthetic, including the spike protein patented by Bill Gates and Fauci. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's like a serial number on a gun, or a serial number where it was made and what on a carburetor, or in a fuel injector system. I mean, it has, just like in Blade Runner, folks, where they go, oh, this snake, superior craftsmanship. It's got frickin' numbers on it, basically. I mean, they know it's synthetic. And so they know that's coming out. So like, oh, yeah, let me just come on a Sunday news show and tell you, it's no big deal. We're making synthetic viruses, but it's not illegal. It's not going to function because we completely made new ones by scanning real ones. We'll be right back.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health. not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Twitter right now, it just broke. Roger Stone's joining us coming up last second of the hour. A new version of the Mueller report has been released and reveals that Mueller declined to charge Donald Trump Jr. and Roger Stone with computer crimes because what they'd been told and what the FBI had been given was a bunch of damn lies. But the left had that all cut out of the report because it exonerated President Trump and Don Jr., who, I can tell you, Trump's got some problems and gets fooled and, you know, gets stabbed in the back, but he's not a bad person. And he's certainly not involved in sophisticated computer crimes. I can tell you that. I know what's going on. Who is involved in it is the deep state, the Democratic Party, and the Soros-affiliated groups. And that's coming up. This is just huge. Okay, let me get back to the COVID news here. Okay, and obviously tomorrow on the weekday show, I'm going to drill into this in massive detail. But go see the full video by at Infowars.com, an article by Jamie White. Jamie has been working so hard to get all this out for you all weekend long. Bombshell, Pfizer CEO admits to COVID-19 created in lab. And if you know the whole background, it's got links to Peter Daszak in 2019 saying, oh, we went and got all these viruses in the wild, coded them, then sent the codes back to Big Pharma so they could artificially create them. That's how high-tech this is. Remember that cheesy 1990 movie, Species, where the radio telescope, SETI, picks up a transmission that is how to create a genome of a certain type of creature in a human? And so they make a gene change in a human, and it looks like a normal human baby when it's born, but it's not, it's an alien. Well, that's a movie, ladies and gentlemen. That's a movie, ladies and gentlemen. This is what they really do. They can now encode it, have the pieces of the virus, mix them however they want, and then make new ones, and then own the damn patent on it. Fauci, look it up, for HIV delivery system. Put that as the rhinoceros horn on the virus they've created. It's totally synthetic, and then claim it comes out of a wet market from some bats. And, you know, somebody had sex with a turtle or something. This is so huge. So we have that. That's one article. I could talk for 5 hours on that alone, okay? This is so criminal. LinkedIn blocked links to natural immunity data, including mainstream university studies on zinc, vitamin D, hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, you name it. And the FBI even raided medical doctors prescribing vitamin C to people as a preventative. Wow. Talk about murdering people by keeping information away from them. Yeah, what's next, LinkedIn? If somebody says humans need oxygen, will you ban that? Hell, if Pfizer says oxygen's a bad substance, will the FBI raid us for it? Hell, you're already starting to ban carbon dioxide, the other life-giving gas, I guess so. Man, these people are criminal. Live updates. Police forces attack and arrest convoy freedom protesters around the world in France, in Australia, in New Zealand, and on the big Ambassador Bridge from Detroit going into Canada. They cleaned that whole thing out, attacking people and dragging them away. But most folks had left by the time they'd made their point, being there over a week. They have not attacked the main peaceful group of tens of thousands of folks there in the capital of Ottawa who turned into a beautiful party and have their children with them. But I wouldn't put it past the wicked Trudeau to bring in outside forces and mercenaries to do it. The police are in trouble for high-fiving and off-duty drinking beer and eating donuts and hot-tubbing and bouncy-castling with their fellow Canadians. But in places like France, brutal footage of people even in cafes being hit with tear gas and children getting hurt and armored vehicles slamming into people. There is just so much of that unfolding. Continuing. Police arrest protesters blocking key border crossing between the U.S. and Canada, nearing an end to the economic crisis. Again, amazing video. It's all on Infowars.com. Australian police assault, pepper spray, Mad Max convoy driver. Not allowed to honk your horn. This is a very important video I'm going to play right now. Rand Paul encourages truckers to clog up cities as DHS scrambles to stop convoy from disrupting Super Bowl. And what did he say? From slavery to civil rights to women's rights to everything. People are supposed to have civil disobedience when you're told, we're going to put something in your body, we're going to track where you go, we're going to control what you're doing, we're going to illegally spy on you, we're going to destroy your borders, we're going to devalue your dollar, we're going to sell you out to foreign powers. People are supposed to do nonviolent things that let the system know we're in charge. But the globalists are so scared of this, so we need to have Rand Paul. Good job, Rand Paul. And other American leaders come out in defense of the truckers. We need shirts that say, I love the truckers. And on the back, arrest Bill Gates. Here's Senator Paul.
I also love to talk about this freedom convoy, the Canadian truckers who are protesting vaccine mandates for drivers who will be crossing the border. We just heard this morning that there's a potential that there will be such a convoy in Los Angeles about the Super Bowl, and perhaps one later in D.C. What do you make of all this?
I'm all for it. Civil disobedience. Civil disobedience is a time-honored tradition in our country, from slavery to civil rights to you name it. Peaceful protest, clog things up, make people think about the mandates. And some of this we started. We put mandates on truckers coming across the border from Canada, so then they put mandates on, and the truckers are annoyed. They're riding in a cab by themselves, most of them, you know, for 8-10 hour long hauls, and they just want to do what they want to do. It's their own business. And it's the way healthcare used to be. It used to be your own business, what you and your doctor talked about or what medications you took. It wasn't anybody else's business.
And it turns out that these injections don't work other than erasing your immune system and making you super sick. Meanwhile, Trudeau convenes incident response group for illegal blockades and occupiers. But what is the Great Reset? It's a blockade. It's a siege to shut down small businesses and to shut down churches and only let big box stores operate. It's corporate terrorism. And if you don't show your papers in French or German cafes, you get tear gassed. You get attacked. This is the system trying to enforce the mark of the beast. And I don't have time to play all this, but you got to go look at this article on Infowars.com. There's a bunch of videos and a bunch of photos, but look at this one. It says right here that kill the unvaccinated. And there's videos of this in communist flags. And you want to see the scum of the earth. Go look at the few thousand leftist commie government workers. I'm not saying all government workers are bad, but these are admittedly most of them government workers calling for an endless lockdown and saying they want masks on children forever. What a sick cult. And this is a really powerful article from BuzzFeed. I don't normally promote them, but it's so true, and they're panicked. The Ottawa truckers have shown how to occupy a city. Now their movement's expanding worldwide. And he admits that this is how you do it. Not shooting people, not smoking crack, not setting up your communist utopia, but having a good time and peacefully occupying. And they're totally upset saying, we don't know how to shut these people down. Ottawa police dealing with aggressive illegal behavior among anti-vaccine protesters. And then there's no evidence. They're just making it up. Japan Times gets it right. The era of pandemic restrictions is fast coming to an end because the people have said they're not going to take it anymore. While drinking their delicious Canadian beer in makeshift hot tubs. All right, folks. Oh, by the way, Bill Maher has come out and said that Justin Trudeau is the new Hitler and that what he's doing is Hitler-like. Yes! Yes! People are getting it now! Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today. Stay with us.
Something very rare is going on, and it ends in just 3 days as of the time I'm taping this announcement on Thursday afternoon. Coming up this Monday, the biggest sale in 4 years of high-quality, storable foods at PrepareWithAlex.com will end. That's 25% off, already the lowest prices you're going to find a high-quality, affordable food at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, you can go to PrepareWithAlex.com or InfoWarsStore.com, and it takes you to the same place. 50% off as well on super high-quality products like X3, the Deep Earth Crystal Iodine. That sale is going on as well. It doesn't end on Monday. It'll end in a few weeks, but we're almost sold out of the product. Everybody needs to have storable food to be prepared, so become self-sufficient now. The best high-quality food at the lowest prices at InfoWarsStore.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, we now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I did a three-hour special Saturday show yesterday. It's really powerful. It's posted at man.video. Talked to actually one of the top reporters in Russia who's got family in Ukraine about what's really happening there. You need to go watch it later. I was going to take today off and take care of a lot of accounting and business I have. That's what I do most of the time when I take off the show, is take care of planning and a lot of new projects we're working on that are very close to being done, but we're behind a few months on. So I'm a very busy person, and I appreciate all your support and prayers to give me the energy to get that done. I can feel your prayers and your support. You're the wind in our sails. But I had to come in tonight because of all this news. I won't get to it all, but tomorrow I will. Jason Burmes was loaded for bear. He really prepares for shows. It's first rate. He'll host the second hour with Owen, wants to come in tonight as well for Sunday Live, and that is 6 to 8 p.m., so get ready for all of that. I mean, seriously, there's no way to do any of this justice, the stuff that's coming out. Let me shift gears back to what we were just covering last segment. So Senator Paul comes out, and many others do, and say, this is good civil disobedience. This is good to say we're sick of government locking us down, bankrupting us, trying to put things in our body. That's tyranny. And then we've got all the compilations of mainstream corporate news calling them terrorists and traitors and arrest them and slash their tires and burn them down and shoot them and just crazy leftist garbage foaming at the mouth. But then when they burn down billions of dollars of stuff, kill dozens of people, kill five cops in the summer of rage in 2000, it's a good thing. And the then presidential or vice presidential candidate bails murderers out of jail. A murderer in one case. So look at what's currently happening. Suspected Antifa activist busted with pipe bomb with direct action plan written down and the bombs, planning to go to a Jan 6 rally and bomb people. The Soros DA has let him out of jail on bond. You guys went over at Sean Owens show, this fellow. Yeah, there he is. So that's what's going on there. And why is that important? Well, that ties into the larger picture of what's going on. Here's his actual bond, released on his own recognizance, no money put down. People that walked into the Capitol peacefully, still in solitary confinement in some cases. People that were outside the Capitol, like the Green Beret guy that tried to stop the violence, he's in solitary confinement. Look at this. Austin, this is Fox News Today. Austin DA launches over 20 grand jury cases against cops who responded during George Floyd riots in Austin. I was here. They weren't just shutting down I-35 like the truckers do peacefully. They were running out in front of cars, aiming guns at people and beating people up and burning cars and burning homeless encampments. The police shot them with beanbags. And the DA, literally put in office by Soros, by under $800,000, is trying to put 20 police in prison. Oh, by the way, they were shooting fireworks, you know, those big explosive mortars at the police as well. So just remember that and let all that sink in. Okay, ahead of Roger Stone joining us in the next segment on the huge illegal spying against Trump himself, myself, and all the documents that are coming out via the Justice Department of all places. Good. I'm glad they're doing the right thing. But even the people in corrupt government circles know, I mean, you can't have the CIA and the FBI and private intelligence groups spying on the president and candidate president and the president. I mean, it's just next level, folks. It's an internal deep state coup, and it proves it all. That's coming up. But I wanted to play this short little clip because it's so informative. And it's also a trend. It's bigger than Alex Jones. When you stand up for Alex Jones, when you stand up for Tucker Carlson, when you stand up for Joe Rogan, you stand up for everybody's free speech. And nobody's more canceled than I am. And so there's a trend of really prominent people coming out saying, Alex Jones isn't a bad guy. In fact, he's better than the mainstream media. He gets things wrong sometimes and apologizes, but it's right most of the time. The corporate media is lying on purpose. So this is a lot bigger than Alex Jones. I'm not up here playing this clip because Marjorie Taylor Greene went and visited Tim Pool. And talk about Alex Jones. I'm playing it because they get the trend of defending people that are marked and targeted is defending themselves. And so I defend MTG. I defend Tim Pool when they're trying to cancel him, which they've been doing. We all defend each other and our right to free speech, even if we disagree with what we say to each other or to others sometime. That's the American way. And I know as an audience, you get that. What I'm saying is we've got to stand up now and say no to the cancel culture and the dying corporate media that wants to be able to shut down all their competition. Because being able to communicate with each other is paramount. Here's part of the clip. See the full clip at InfoWars.com.
Who canceled today that you had to invite Marjorie and I?
Who canceled? We canceled them. We were like, everyone get out. Marjorie and Thomas are coming.
It was Alex Jones. Oh. No, it wasn't. I love Alex.
I love Alex.
I love him.
Alex Jones is the greatest.
Dude,
he has been so canceled.
He's a wild entertainer and a brilliant man.
Isn't he fantastic?
And no one is perfect.
No,
and everyone is
perfect.
Capable of incredible violence and incredible love. So
yes. Shout out to Alex Jones. We love you.
And I have no problem. Like,
they try and I don't know what these leftist media personalities think they're getting by trying to insult me or, you know, accuse me of things, because I literally don't care and it's not going to change my I'm never going to bend the knee to their stupid whims or whatever. Alex Jones is a journalist and member of the media. End of story. You can say he's wrong. You can say he's fake news. You can accuse him of being incorrect and not fact-checking. And I think there's valid criticism in a lot of what Alex Jones says. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But he runs a media organization. And so when the January 6th committee subpoenas him, they are basically violating our First Amendment protections. The press isn't supposed to be, you know, the press can say what they want to say. And you know, I love, this was really going to offend them all. Alex Jones is a journalist the same as Brian Stelter and Jake Tapper and Don Lemon are.
Absolutely. I was about to say the same thing.
But some people are going to be like, don't insult Alex that way.
Well, yeah. Alex Jones never lied us into a war.
Right.
True.
Social media has. So.
And why does the New York Times and CNN get to say that Trump is guilty of Russia collusion when it was never proven?
That was
and it's actually proven false.
Theory. Yeah.
I want to make a point. You don't have to try and prove you're a journalist to enjoy First Amendment protection.
Also, yeah, exactly.
There are occasionally... You know, the big newspapers will come to Congress with suggestions for extra protections that they might receive. And it should extend to anybody, whether there's one person listening to your podcast or whether there are 10 million people subscribing to your newspaper.
And that's exactly what's going on. So the reason I raise this is, here's a big article out of The Guardian, of all places, who's just as discredited, just as bad as CNN, who lie on purpose. I don't lie on purpose. I get things wrong, though. Scandals, firings, and tabloid-like news, what is happening at CNN? I mean, even though I was a sociopath, I'd want to tell you the truth and be ahead of the news. I'm not a sociopath, but, I mean, that's how you get popular. People like you when you give them good tips, when you're accurate, when you know what you're talking about, not when you're lying to them on purpose. People want justice. They want truth. And I'm trying to deliver it as best I can, though I'm an imperfect soul like everybody else. But it goes over the whole collapse of CNN and how it's collapsing. I mean, you talk about tomorrow's news today. Nobody's been more accurate on the real stuff going on in the world than we have. And that's all by the grace of God. Look at this latest video on Infowars.com and Band.video going back to April, May, June, and July of 2020. Lockdowns will loosen, then tighten again. And I predict everything that happened in the next 2 years perfectly. Because I know the enemy. Just like it's not about me, but it's about we know what we're talking about when they're trying to shut us down saying we're liars or we're wrong or we're stupid. Just like we told you exactly how they were spying on Trump and exactly who was doing it and who the organizations were. And how did we do that? I'll tell you how we did it when we come back with Roger Stone. This is a big deal. Please don't forget. It's the last couple days to get 25% off on super high quality swearable food that's ready to ship to you right now. We haven't done 25% off in 4 years. It's fresh. It's quality. It's the best deal you're going to get. Infowarsstore.com or preparewithalex.com take you to the same subsite on the page, and that funds our operation as well. Everybody needs to get prepared. And X3 is 50% off the good Deep Earth Crystal Iodine with two other types. You can't beat it. So good for your immune system. Take your immune system to the next level and more with X3 at InfoWarsStore.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anything of real quality, anything of lasting durability, anything that's really satisfying and empowering and fulfilling is going to be hard to attain. And when it comes to information, boy, is that true today. We see the entire global corrupt anti-human depopulation, Great Reset Combine, trying to collapse our society to build on its ashes their transhumanist nightmare vision, suppressing the voices of good people all around the world and of doctors and scientists and engineers that are exposing all their lies, their COVID hysteria, their world's going to end in 2030, carbon tax, global warming bull, all of it. And none of it can succeed. None of it can actually be carried out unless everybody is silenced and gaslit. And that's why truth comes with hard work and with research and with diligence. And that's why it's hard to share InfoWars links and Bandai video links. That's why we've got to share them now more than ever.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Wow, you talk about super quadruple vindication. Rob is going to join us for a whole hour tomorrow in the second hour because we're going to unpack this. Napolitano's vindicated. I'm vindicated. Roger's vindicated. We now learn that they scrubbed the Mueller report, that they knew Roger was innocent, basically. So much is breaking, but illegally spying on the candidate and when he was president. How did Roger Stone and I know that? And how did Napolitano know that? Because he checked from our sources and his after we broke it and confirmed it. We'll tell you in a moment. But first, here's Leslie Stahl on 60 Minutes. Interviews Trump Friday. This is breaking then. He brings it up. She says it's a lie. And now the details are out with the documents from the raid on Hillary's former chief lawyer that they were running private groups worse than the plumbers breaking in to the president's computers. This is huge. Here's the clip.
So the biggest scandal was when they spied on my campaign. They spied on my campaign.
Well, there's real evidence of that.
Of course there is. No. It's all over the place. Leslie,
sir,
they spied on my campaign and they got caught.
Can I say something? You know, this is 60 Minutes, and we can't put on things we can't verify.
You won't put it on because it's bad for Biden.
We can't things we can't verify.
Leslie, they spied on my campaign.
Well, we can't verify
it's been totally verified.
No.
It's been, just go down and get the papers. They spied on my campaign. They got caught.
No.
And then they went much further than that, and they got caught. And you will see that, Leslie. And you know that, but you just don't want to put it on the air.
No. As a matter of fact, I don't know that.
Talk about having something blow up in your face. They run this promo all weekend, knowing what he said is true. Now, reportedly, the show's out, and they attack him more, saying it's not true. These people are crazy. Roger Stone, how big a deal is this?
Alex, this is enormous, first of all. Special counsel John Durham, says in his latest filings. How's that, Leslie? There's your proof right there. In a federal court filing by a special counsel who says definitively that Trump was being spied on at the Trump Tower during the time he was running for president. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Alex. Wasn't that what Watergate was all about?
Yes.
Wasn't that about Nixon's plumbers breaking into the Watergate to spy on the Democrats and the McGovern campaign? So this is a scandal far bigger than Watergate. It is nothing less than the use of the full legal authority and the extraordinary capabilities of our intelligence agencies to spy on the Republican candidate for president. And now they are busted. They are caught red-handed. Leslie Stahl owes the American people an apology. See, we're InfoWars. We can't just put stuff that, on the air that we can't prove, and we just proved this.
Roger, I'm going to have the clips tomorrow. We already found some, but because of time. CNN, ABC News, New York Times attacking us by name, saying we were insane liars, that no one infiltrated the servers at Trump Tower, that no one was spying on him as a candidate or president. But I remember they bragged that there was a national security investigation during the end of the campaign and said they had proof from wiretaps he was a Russian agent, using the archaic term. And then we checked with a lot of sources. They said, indeed, it was going on and illegal and came up empty. So first they admit they're illegal spying. Then they said they never said that. And now they're caught red-handed doing it. This is insane, Roger.
Yeah, it is absolutely enormous. This is a bombshell. And the president is completely vindicated. My friend Judge Napolitano, who said this and was vilified by the mainstream media, he is now vindicated. Yesterday, and we'll talk about this tomorrow, they released their final secret report that said that I was spared charges in the Russian hacking case. That's because there was no evidence of my involvement whatsoever in the Russian hacking case. So no charges, no evidence, no crime, no charges. Why did they release this? They released this to blunt this news today, which definitively proves that the Obama administration was spying on the candidate Donald Trump in 2016, a crime far bigger than Watergate. This dwarfs Watergate, and they are completely busted.
They are. Here's some of the headlines. Clinton campaign paid to infiltrate Trump Tower, White House servers to link Trump to Russian, says federal filings they have the documents. Bigger than Watergate, Trump furious after Durham spy scandal bombshell demands prosecutions, reparations. I hope Donald Trump sues them all for everything. This is the biggest scandal we've ever seen. Glenn Greenwald says the same thing. Durham says Democrat allied tech executive spied on Trump's White House office. Trump responds, punishable by death, he's saying. It is treason to spy on the president. Clinton allies spied on Trump White House. Internet traffic, Durham confirms. Gates predicts Jan 6 committee will try disqualifying Trump. What does this do now, though? And then it just goes on and on from there. Evidence shows Hillary team paid tech company to infiltrate servers in Trump Tower and later in the White House. Continuing, Liz Cheney's husband is partner at the place that runs on behalf of the companies linked to China's military and individual connected to spying on President Trump. I mean, this is a mess. And then here's the articles with Alex Jones and Roger Stone demonized back in 2017. Did Obama wiretap Trump? No, but it was just one of the president's and GOP's top conspiracy theories in 17. Boom. Trump goes full Alex Jones as Spygate falls apart. Vanity Fair. Trump media allies push Spygate conspiracy. Alex Jones, Boston Globe reports. And of course, you're in all these articles, Roger. Fox News, all of it. Are we not completely vindicated? I mean, this is just gigantic how much this discredits them.
You're absolutely right, Alex. They are busted big time. Now watch them try to bury this immediately. See, that's how the mainstream media works. When they are caught red-handed, they will come up with some new scandal. So this is yesterday. Their big story was they could have indicted Donald Trump Jr. for using a password and looking up WikiLeaks, which is nonsensical because there's no crime there either. But that's the counter narrative. They're very good at the counter narrative. They are just as busted as can be. And it, had this been known at the time, Obama would have been impeached. Let's be very clear. They spied on candidate Donald Trump. They spied on President Donald Trump. This is an abuse of power again, that makes Watergate look like small potatoes. And it is now, watch, in the 24-hour news cycle, particularly on Super Bowl Sunday, they will do everything possible to bury this. Thank God that there's an InfoWars, because we won't let it be buried.
Absolutely, Roger. And of course, tied to this notice on Friday, they come out with a story that vindicates you, but they spin it like, oh, look, there was a secret report. He and Don Jr., meaning you and Don Jr., almost got indicted for computer crimes, but then they didn't do it because there wasn't evidence of it. That's exculpatory, but the media spins it like, oh, look, here's the proof. What the hell were they trying there?
Yeah, actually, BuzzFeed, when this story first broke on November 3rd, 2020, the Department of Justice actually put out a press release at midnight on Election Day, the busiest media day of the year, and even they admitted that I was vindicated. Again, I had no connection to the Russian hacking, if it even took place. See, I wanted to prove at my trial, with the use of forensic evidence and expert testimony, that there was no online hack of the Democratic National Committee, not by the Russians or anyone else, that the information stolen had been downloaded to some kind of a portable drive. All of the experts, such as Bill Binney, were prepared to testify to that extent, but the judge would not allow it. Their entire narrative has now just blown up. The only people that were spying, the only people that were engaged in cyber crimes, were Hillary Clinton and the Democrats. So we now know Hillary Clinton and her lawyers paid for the dirty dossier, the phony dossier. We now know that the CrowdStrike's report that alleged that the Democratic National Committee was hacked by Russian intelligence, and that information was somehow given to the Trump administration, that was proven in the declassified documents unearthed by Rick Grenell when he was the acting director of national intelligence. So their entire narrative has fallen apart.
Well, Roger, let me ask you this. You got to go. You'll be back with us tomorrow for a full hour. What happens next? I mean, does this say Durham's actually got teeth? Because this is a big deal. I don't see how they put the genie back in the bottle.
Well, Durham has the bully pulpit. Remember, he does work for Merrick Garland. He would have to have the approval of the attorney general to bring any indictment. But it is very clear that he is hot on their trail. It is very clear that he is unloading more and more of the criminal conspiracies of the Clinton campaign. He has a terrific reputation for integrity. We shall see. We shall see.
Roger, how do people find you? I know you got great T-shirts, great books, great information, and it's stuff the left doesn't want people to have. We need to keep you, you know, fighting. How do folks support the great work of Roger Stone?
Well, I still am fighting six ongoing harassment legal suits against me, all frivolous, all defamatory. Go to stonedefensefund.com, stonedefensefund.com. I'm ready to keep fighting. And now, Alex, I'm looking at whether I can sue. I need to get back some of what they took from me and my wife.
Absolutely. Me too. All right. God bless you, Roger Stone. Great job.
Good to see you.
All right, big second hour, totally loaded with critical info the globalists don't want you to have. It's coming up. Have you shared InfoWars link today? You're how we defeat the New World Order. Stay with us.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.